If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Specialist Police and Ekurhuleni Metro Police units today shot and wounded six suspect illegal miners in Primrose near Germiston. We've spoken about Primrose before. It has been a concern for many residents there. Meryl Haynes is a Primrose resident. I just want to start here before I come to the EMPDs who actually were busy with this operation. Meryl, thank you very much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me on.
Your reaction to what happened earlier on today?
The horror at about 10 o'clock with all the gunfire and explosions and everything was a nightmare. It's something we live with constantly, like on a weekly basis. It's really become over the last 2 years an absolute nightmare. The running in the streets, we've got a school right next to us. It's traumatic for the school children. It's traumatic for all the residents in Primrose, in Wychwood, in Summerfield. And I know there was a raid this morning, but from what I can understand and heard, I think they arrested seven.
Yes, seven were arrested.
Seven people out of all the people that are actually committing whatever's going on in there. That's really, really low.
So this is not really encouraging for you, Meryl?
Absolutely not. It's scary. I'm 60 years old. Mm. I've been here. My dad built this when I was 5 years old. Mm. The whole area has changed. You never know from day to day what is going to happen. It can happen early morning, late evening, at night. It's just a never-ending saga. And I may be putting my foot in it, but we have spoken and been interviewed many, many occasions. Mm-hmm. Somebody at the top has got their finger in the pie here. Has got their finger in the pie. For them to be armed with, I'm not sure if it's actual Zamas that are armed or their security guards as such, with AK-47s, sniper rifle last year, shotguns with hunting rifles with telescopes. It's ridiculous. We can see in the one tree that's not very far from where we live, we can see one of the watchouts, the lookouts, sitting halfway up. And, you know, it's scary for the police to go in, for EMP. It's not safe. But why is it not stopped? Why are these holes not cemented in? Why is it continuing to just go on and on and on? And it doesn't matter who speaks up, who interviews us. We've got an amazing chair lady. We've got awesome counselors and everything. There's just no end in sight. Nothing. The dead bodies that are found on the side of the road. It's just a never-ending saga. It's not right that we have to live like this. Somebody at the top is pulling strings and is involved, and it just falls on deaf ears all the time. And I know they're trying to do what they can. Our security companies are fantastic. Mm. As soon as any of us put on, the group says a war going on. Apparently, if they find a gold vein, in the factions fight against each other. And the people in the squatter camps actually told, go back into your shack, stay. And then it's a free-for-all, running through the streets, running through the church, running through Primrose High School, into the cemetery. It's a nightmare. It's ridiculous. Bullets through roofs, bullets through windows. It's crazy.
Appreciate your time. Meryl Haynes is a resident in Primrose. That's in Germiston. As you could hear the frustration in her voice. Listening into that conversation is Lieutenant Colonel Gilebogile Tepa, who is the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department spokesperson. Thank you very much, Colonel, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening, Pamela. Thank you again for having us, and again to the awesome listeners of Point of View.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you heard the frustration there. We've spoken to you many times about the issue here. I mean, we all know it's a turf war, is it not? And the question, and I know this is not just your responsibility. We've got other departments that have to take responsibility here. But I mean, are you winning this war? Do you feel encouraged after today's 7 illegal minor arrests?
You know, this is an ongoing battle, and, you know, we truly pride ourselves with strides and efforts that we make as a department. I mean, just having to look back as far back as 2020, we've seen various mine shafts being closed down by the city. And furthermore, that, you know, we would also remember that in December of 2023, where that illegal mining operation was conducted by the South African Defence Force in conjunction with police officials, where over 100 illegal miners were apprehended. Yes, we do attest to the fact that more must be done, and as law enforcement, we are truly stopping at nothing to bring those responsible to book.
So the rest of the 7, I mean, do you think, are they going to assist you with leads? Or, you know, is this the same kind of arrest that you usually have where perhaps, you know, they would be arrested, but you don't have a tight enough case? And that's not, I know that's not your responsibility. What's the pattern that you expect to come out of this?
You know, this is a situation where upon the arrest itself, it was worth hand over to the SAPS, and further for them to face the full might of the law, the NPA will then be involved. So we truly believe that a watertight case has been created by first responders being officials of the EMPD and SAPS. Also the assistance and the summoning of the LCRC to the crime scene, being, of course, the local criminal records center, where, you know, all evidence that is gathered on the scene can further be adduced as evidence in the court of law.
I mean, I ask because you heard the guest earlier on. Nobody has trust in the fact that these people will eventually get into prison. Her alluding to the fact that there's somebody whose hands is in the cookie jar means that they see their arrest, but ultimately you don't see an end to this. People perhaps get arrested and then they're released. Maybe they see them again. And I know I can't go on fact with this one, but you understand the pattern. Do you think you have enough support even from the justice system? I mean, the Justice Department.
Support is there. Remember that, you know, with the constitution of the land being that a person is presumed innocent and that the state then bears the onus of proving them guilty, it then becomes a problem. But it doesn't halt us in any way from performing our functions. And of course, you know, we are extremely empathetic to the situation that the residents of Primrose are first at hand to receive such, especially during such, like today, for instance, when, you know, there was a shootout which ensued between the illegal miners and the officers. But we are quite confident that the battle and the fight, it is a winnable fight, provided that all hands on deck and everybody just comes on board and we truly give out everything that we can as law enforcement.
All right. EMPD spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Kelebogile Tepa, thank you very much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.